USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a surprise turnaround, it looked like a horse named Maximum Security won the Kentucky Derby. But that's not what happened.
They disqualified it.
They did. So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby with Fabian Pratt at 65-1.
With those odds, someone made a bundle. The call, courtesy of NBC Sports. Maximum Security was disqualified for interfering with other horses. Illinois officials say one person is dead and two others are missing in an explosion and fire at a chemical plant. The rescue and recovery teams are shoring up the damaged building so they can safely continue their work. This is USA Radio News.
So the other evening I was working on my laptop on the edge of the bed and I just fell over. I just fell asleep, and it's these Giza Dreams bed sheets. And I snuggle up with them, and I snuggle up with my pillow, and my gosh, I've slept in a lot of hotels in my time. Really nice hotels, top quality, and none of them have anything like these Giza Dreams bed sheets. But don't take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, and you'll get 30% off and free shipping. Give them a try. What have you got to lose? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams bed sheets, and you can sleep just as well as I do. I have a wonderful night's sleep with my MyPillow and my Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
A helicopter crashed into the Chesapeake Bay at around 12:30 p.m. local time. In Maryland, Scott Wheatley with Queensland's County Emergency Services says there was a clear debris field.
There's a report of two souls on board, but at this time, nothing has been recovered.
Dive teams are working around Kent Island where the chopper went down. 16 federal investigators are at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida to determine why a plane slid off a runway into a river. Ruth Landsberg is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
We're here to begin the investigation of the Miami Air International crash. We'll be looking at the human aspects, which includes the flight crew and the cabin crew. We'll be looking at the machine, that'll be the aircraft itself. And then finally, the environment, which would include the airport, the weather, and air traffic control.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Thousands of Berkshire Hathaway shareholders spent the weekend in Omaha, Nebraska for the annual meeting with billionaire Warren Buffett. More from USA's Rick Vincent in Omaha.
Shareholders stood in line wrapped around the convention center hoping to get a view of one of the richest people in the world.
I'm a first timer. I have one share.
It's always exciting to come across Warren.
It was fantastic. It's always wonderful to see an American icon.
Buffett was asked about the political scene and talk of moving toward socialism.
I don't think the country will go into socialism in 2020 or in 2040 or 2060.
Before the event even began, news broke of Berkshire Hathaway reporting a big jump in first quarter earnings to the tune of $23 billion.
The Pentagon has released its annual report on China. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Pentagon says China has launched icebreakers and civilian research stations in Iceland and Norway as precursors for a fleet of nuclear-armed submarines in the Arctic region, as it has a goal of becoming a near-Arctic state by the midpoint of this century. It says Chinese ground, naval, air, and missile forces are increasingly able to project power and contest U.S. military superiority in the region, and the report warns Chinese citizens will use coercion and blackmail to advance their nation's interests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.